A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord. The Lord remembers his covenant forever.
The Lord remembers his covenant forever.
Give thanks to the Lord. Invoke his name. Make known among the nations his deeds. Sing to him. Sing his praise. Proclaim all his wondrous deeds.
The Lord remembers his covenant forever.
Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly.
The Lord remembers his covenant forever.
You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail.
The Lord remembers his covenant forever.
He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham and by his oath to Isaac.
The Lord remembers his covenant forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him, said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
As we've continued in the Mass, in the first readings from the letter to the Hebrews, we hear again today of Jesus becoming truly human. The Son of God is human like us in all ways but sin, including passing through death, the ultimate weapon of the evil one. As the letter reminds us, the devil holds us in slavery because of we're terrified of this dreadful death, this darkness. What happens after? Are we just lost? We each know instinctively it just doesn't seem right that I will disappear, or that the people I love will just disappear. Because we're not made for goodbyes. We weren't created for that. We were created for embrace, hello, introduction, community, not for breaking apart and not for disappearing. And that instinct is correct. But because of sin, death entered in. It is not a creation of God. It is ultimately his enemy. And Christ destroys it. Not by snapping his fingers, but by entering into it, confronting it himself, and he changes death into something different than what the devil has in mind. For the devil, it is to subject us to slavery through fear. For Christ, it is the very last moment when we can hand our life over as a gift. Heavenly Father, you gave me the gift of life. You called me out of nothing, absolutely nothing, into existence. You gave me this precious gift of life, and now in this very moment, you're not going to let me fall back into nothing. I'm going to give the gift back to you. And I thank you that you give me the chance to do it. That's what Christ enables us to do, to follow him, not into darkness, but into light. And that's what we do at every Eucharist. That's what the communion is. We receive the gift of life of Jesus, and the very act of giving himself over to the Father in this precious death. And what does the Father do when he receives the gift? He gives it back in the resurrection. The same is our destiny if we stay connected to that communion, to that death of Jesus, to that glorious death, which doesn't end in darkness, which ends in new life, resurrection, more life, abundance, glory. We're all meant for that. And so these holy communions we receive in many ways is a preparation for the ultimate act of life. The most important moment of life is death, because it's the final act of giving ourselves over. And so at communion, every Mass, we're practicing, we're fulfilling, we're making that happen. We're preparing ourselves for that moment when we finally do it one last time, and it counts forever. And we're empowered to be able to do it the way Jesus did, as an act of love, as an act of a gift, not of terror. So we praise God for the gift of his Son Jesus, which we just celebrate, of course, in this Christmas season, the gift of his life. We praise God that that gift is given to us, not only in our own life, but very preciously in this Holy Eucharist, the life of Jesus himself. And in being empowered by that life, we too can become a living gift forever.